Cape Talk. Fabulous finds.
Well, this is the time of week where we hand over control of the show for a little while anyway to those of you listening at home, and we invite you to share your best kept secrets or hidden gems of Cape Town with us. Fabulous Finds is all about recognizing special places, special people, special businesses that are from your area. Whether you want to nominate a local restaurant that you think more people should support, whether it's a service provider, an engineer, a car mechanic, a beautiful place you like to visit that you think more people should be aware of. We really don't set many criteria other than it needs to be local and it needs to come from your heart. Now, first thing to tell you is if you'd like to nominate someone or something or some place or some business as a fabulous find, what you need to do is send an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za, and that's spelled P-I-P-P-A, pippah@capetalk.co.za, and pop the words fab find into, or hidden gem if you prefer, into the subject line. And just tell us, it doesn't have to be a long mail, just tell us a couple of things about the place you're nominating. We'll take it from there. You can also send an SMS to 31567 if that's easier for you. So please keep those nominations coming in. This week's one came in quite recently on the email from our listener Penny in Noortuk. And I think, are we going to speak to Penny to find out her nomination live on air? We might be able to have her join the conversation. But just to tell you what Penny did is sent that email. We have got a bit of a backlog at the moment. So if you haven't heard your nomination being featured as yet, don't worry. It is on the list still. If you've received an email from me confirming that we got your mail, we will get to it. We do have quite a long backlog, but I've kind of catapulted today's find to the head of the queue because it is actually linked to an event that's coming up this weekend that we want to tell you about. So with apologies to those who are still in the queue waiting their turn, we will get to your stories next. First, though, I want to tell you what Penny in Noortuk wrote to me on the email. She said the following: A couple of months ago, quite by chance, I came across Chino's Coffee House, quietly tucked away in Goldburn Road, Kenilworth. Settled down with my Kindle and enjoyed their warm, friendly and welcoming vibe. I enjoyed my lunch and the company thoroughly. The staff are very friendly and there is a happy, relaxed atmosphere that encourages you to sit just a little while longer. She also added, it is so refreshing to see young people who work hard to make their dream a reality. Delighted to have Penny on the line with us now. Penny, firstly, thank you so much for sending in your nomination. And secondly, good afternoon and welcome to the show.
Hi, Pippa. It's always great to be on your show. And thank you for featuring Chino's today.
It's a great pleasure.
It's going to be a very special day, I think, on Saturday. So, all the information that can be passed out to your listeners will be great.
Well, we'll get to the event on Saturday in just a moment. But first, Penny, I mean, you said you sort of stumbled upon them by accident. How did you actually find Chino's?
Well, you know, I'm from behind the lentil curtain in Noortuk, and I'm very often up that way. And I was looking for Sisters Incorporated, in fact, and I went down the wrong road and was feeling like a cup of coffee. And I then saw the coffee shop, Chino's, and pulled in. And what a great experience. You walk in, it's a lovely, comfortable atmosphere. Sarah Jane, the owner, was absolutely charming. I ended up sitting and having a chat to her for hours and having a very delightful lunch at the same time. She's a very well-educated young lady, and I can see how she has created this beautiful venue and what her goals are for the future.
Tell us what you had to eat and drink. You said you stayed for lunch. What did you have for lunch, Penny?
I had a quinoa, which was fantastic, and I had a quiche and salad, which is beautiful. I'm not a big a pudding fan, but the puddings look divine, and I did have one of their beautiful signature juices. But yeah, I just spent most of the time just chatting to SJ, finding about her, what she's up to, where she's from. And that, for me, is very much part of a restaurant experience for me. I just don't often just go there to sit down and read and eat. I love to know and to meet the people behind the scenes. It makes it more of an experience for me. So this was a wonderful experience. And I'm definitely leaving the lentil curtain more often and going to have a cup of coffee at Chino's.
we'll catch up on the conversation with Sarah Jane in just a moment. But one final question, Penny. In terms of pricing, you sound like someone who does like the odd cup of coffee in coffee shops here and there. How did they compare?
Very reasonable. Very, very reasonable. I would say remarkably so. And the meal itself was also very well priced, not a bank breaker. So that also adds to wanting to go back again. You know, it's not overpriced. lovely food, lovely vibe, and just a very, very nice atmosphere. So I'm now a firm favourite.
Penny and Notuk, thanks. You're a firm favourite of ours as well for sharing the message with the rest of Cape Talk. We do appreciate your email and the ability to chat to you today. Thanks so much. At this point, let me bring in Sarah Jane Hughes, who's the co-owner of Chino's Coffee House and has been listening in on the other line. Sarah Jane, welcome to the show and congrats, first of all, of being named a fabulous find. Great to have you with us.
Good day, Pippa. Thank you so much for having me on the show today. I'm so grateful for this opportunity.
It's our great pleasure. I mean, Penny's been singing your praises for a number of reasons, but before we talk more about the food and the coffee and the juices, tell us the story of Chino's. How long have you been open, and then what's the backstory behind the place?
Well, my sister and I were both left a little bit of money from our deceased grandfather, and so we looked for a little investment, and everything we do in Chino's is inspired by him. He was a very business-orientated man and very successful, and we knew he would love the fact that we put the money into a business and work together as well. He loved art, and that is why our logo incorporates watermarks and stuff like that, and our turquoise color that is carried through everything was his favorite color, and that's why we do that. How we got to buying and finding Chino's, well, I studied at Vega for 4 years, and then I met a friend there who told me her mom owned the coffee shop in Kenilworth and was thinking about selling it. So I went there for a visit one day and I fell in love and I saw the potential to create Chino's. We were both very excited and we started renovating in June 2016 and opened on the 1st of July. So to date, we only have been open for a year and 4 months. We were presented with an opportunity and we accepted it. It's been a difficult industry to be in, but I've learned so much on the way.
So what a story. I mean, it's very much built on a shared bond within the family and the memories of your granddad and his legacy. I mean, does that mean it's, I would imagine, going to be a space that is friendly to families as well?
Yes, our aim at Chino's is to offer something for the whole family. Chino's is very family-orientated. We cater for special dietary needs like Banting. We've got Banting breads, Banting sweet treats that we insource from Urban Low Carb. We've got vegetarian options, gluten-free options, dairy-free like Fat Fox. We offer soy and almond milk. And we have a comprehensive kiddies menu with a little play area. And we hire out the coffee shop often for private functions. To date, we've held numerous baby showers, bridal teas, and we've done conferences, birthday parties, work functions, and lots of kids' parties. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of kids and schools around the area, which make Chino's also a local hub because we are also Wi-Fi friendly. We aimed in the beginning to make it family-orientated and kiddie-friendly to create a homely atmosphere.
Okay. It sounds like you've done exactly that, because based on Penny's nomination, what she said to us that she loved most was the fact that she felt so welcome and warm and relaxed there, and that you took the time to come and chat to her and engage. Do you make a point of doing that, Sarah, as part of your job, not just making sure that there's enough food in the kitchen and that the bills are paid, but being front of house and interacting with your customers?
Yes, yes. It's difficult sometimes, you know, because my sister lives in Durban and I'm originally from Durban, but I make it my main priority.
Okay, are you still there, Sarah? Sorry, I think we just lost the line a little bit. Are you still with us? No, are we getting back, Sarah Jane? Okay, we're trying, because they are hosting a fundraiser this weekend for TIRS, the Animal Rescue, the Emma Animal Rescue Society, which I know is a big favorite of many of our listeners, and I'm hoping we can fill you in. I hope this is the second time lucky with Sarah Jane, co-owner of Chino's. Are you back?
I'm so sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
No problem. We've got you loud and clear again. The one thing we haven't told everybody is specifically where to find you in Kenilworth. What's the actual street address?
It's 46 Goldbourne Road in Kenilworth. It's right across the way from the racecourse and Pick and Pay headquarters.
Okay, that's a very good instruction. Thank you so much. Now, this coming weekend, you are hosting a fundraising event for TIRS, the Emma Animal Rescue Society. First of all, what's the link between yourselves and TIRS?
Originally, I'm from Durban, as I stated, so I didn't really know about TIRS. And my boyfriend's auntie actually made me aware of the current situation that they were facing. They're currently facing struggles with funding to remain operating. And TIRS obviously plays a fundamental role in rescuing, rehabilitating, and rehoming animals. And my boyfriend has always bought all his animals from TIRS. So firstly, once I read the article, I was like, how do we get involved? So we started by putting a box by the entrance of Chino's for people to drop off any food or accessories that they no longer needed or used. And we put the article up to create awareness around what is currently happening at Tiers. Then we got a donation tin and the Zapper details for customers to make small donations. We got a few donations, but not substantial, that could massively benefit Tiers. I felt like we needed to do more. So I thought of an idea of just starting to do a little raffle and do a little small competition with three prizes. And it kind of just grew from there. Currently, we're working with over 32 brands, from big industry known brands to small businesses. And you stand the chance to win any of the 36 prizes when you purchase a ticket for 50 Rand. And then on the 18th of November, this weekend, we're having a market day at Chino's. And all the vendors that are there on the day are either donating a portion of their funds raised to Tiers or everything that they make to Tiers. There will be tickets sold during the course of the day until 12 p.m. And we will be doing the number draw and announcing prizes at 2 p.m.
Okay, so that is the 18th of November, which is this coming weekend. Is that Saturday? It is, hey?
Yes.
Okay, so from 9 o'clock in the morning, you'll be open, and reminded that you can buy tickets until noon to get yourself into that draw. You spoke about the market day element. I'm looking at your website and seeing on the side of the coffee shop, there appear to be shelves with all kinds of items for sale. Do you actually have a small sort of market section retailing goods as well as selling to your customers who are eating in the restaurant?
Yes, currently we do have a little retail section that we sell little small items like from the Treat Company, and a lot of those brands that are on our retail shelves have also become part of the market day.
Okay, I'm also seeing in my eyes as a busy working mom are lighting up at the words of homemade frozen meals. How wide is that range of ready-made meals that you can pick up at Chino's?
Currently it's very small because we've just only started it. So we've only started with the small, like macaroni and cheese and beef lasagna. We started very small because we're just trying to see if our market wants it and if they, you know, if they want that type of stuff.
Okay, well, if you want that kind of stuff, go and support Chino's Coffee Shop, please, and get yourselves into the raffle for this weekend. Anything else you'd like our listeners to know about your venue, Sarah Jane? Oh, dear.
Sorry, but
we lost your line again. I just wanted to say, is there anything else you haven't yet told us that you'd like our listeners to know about Chino's? Oh, no. Okay. We're going to have to give up there, I'm afraid. The phone line is failing us again. What I will do instead is direct you to their website, chinoscoffeehouse.co.za. You can see some great photos of the venue. All the information is there about their market day fundraiser for Tiers, which comes to its culmination this Saturday, the 18th of November, raising money for the Tiers Animal Rescue Center. Thank you to all of those brands who've supported them in that endeavor, and I hope lots of Cape Talk listeners will buy tickets and then come down and join you on Saturday for the big draw after 12 o'clock. I'm having a look at the menu loaded on Zomato.com, and the prices are really, really, I think, very reasonably priced. I mean, scrambled eggs with bacon and toast for 28 Rand. You must be joking. A no-carb breakfast, eggs with smoked salmon, avocado and cream cheese at 75 Rand. There are wonderful looking croissants and muffins. There's French toast, great range of omelets and open sandwiches as well. So something really to suit most palates. If you're looking for a great place to grab a bite to eat for breakfast or lunch, perhaps after the school run in the area, head on down to number 46 Goldbourne Road in Kenilworth. Chino's Coffee Shop is this week's fabulous find. A big thank you to Penny, who submitted that nomination. Reminder again that if you would like to nominate someone or somewhere as a fabulous find, you can send an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za.